Turning now to news from the world of sports, and the Boston Bruins played some run-and-gun hockey with the Red Wings in Motor City yesterday. The results were as you'd expect, with lots of momentum swings, plenty of goals, porous defense, and for the Bruins, their first loss in Game 3 of a six-game road trip. The goals came early and often in this one. In fact, the Bruins' Brad Marchand set a record for the fastest goal ever scored in team history, netting his team-leading 28th goal just 8 seconds into the game. The Red Wings had iced the puck on their first possession. On the ensuing faceoff, the draw went back to Marchand, who ripped a wrister past Peter Mrazek of the Red Wings. The Bruins built up a 3-1 lead, but Detroit then scored 4 unanswered goals to take a 5-3 lead into the third period. Along the way, Pavel Datsyuk tallied 2 goals and an assist, becoming just the 6th Red Wing in history to surpass 900 points for his NHL career. Bruins got back to within a goal on a long-range shot by defenseman Dennis Seidenberg, then tied the game up while shorthanded when Jonas Kampainen wristed one past Mrazek, who's been terrific for the Red Wings this season and has taken over the starting job from Jimmy Howard, but he was not at his best in this game. Neither was Tuukka Rask for Boston, who was pulled after letting in 5 goals on 24 shots, and the Bruins did seem to get a fire lit under them after the goalie change, scoring the tying goals while Jonas Gustafsson was in net as a replacement. But with a little under 8 minutes to go in the third period, the Red Wings got the game winner on a deflected shot by Danny DeKeyser, and they came away with a 6-5 victory, leapfrogging back over Boston into second place in the ever-shifting Eastern Conference standings. The Bees will try to get back in the win column against the Blue Jackets in Columbus. Now, it may have been Valentine's Day yesterday, but Cupid was reduced to a spectator role at Madison Square Garden, where the New York Rangers took on the Philadelphia Flyers, and the gloves were dropped before the matchmaking cherub could even reach for his quiver of love arrows. Hockey players have long memories, and it was not that long ago that Wayne Simmonds of the Flyers sucker-punched Rangers captain Ryan McDonagh after some pushing and shoving in their previous contest. The blow sent McDonagh to the ice with a concussion. He has not played since, so it was to the surprise of absolutely no one that Simmonds was challenged just half a minute into the game by the Rangers' Dylan McIlrath. Tanner Glass and Ryan White were next on the dance card before a hockey game actually broke out, with skaters skating, passes made, and yes, goals scored. 2 of those goals came off the stick of the Rangers' Derek Stepan, and the Rangers went on to a 3-1 win, their third win over the Flyers in 5 tries this season, and the Blue Shirts have now won 5 of their last 6. The NBA held its East-West All-Star Game north of the border in Toronto yesterday, and unlike most All-Star games, this one was a study in defense, as both conferences decided to hunker down and eschew highlight reel dunking and shooting in favor of the kind of dogged defensive play that would make Bill Russell proud. I'm just kidding. It was a shooting gallery, and no chants of defense were heard as the two squads set a record for points scored in an All-Star game, with the West beating the East 196-173. Yes, you heard that right. 196-173, the final. All the chanting was reserved almost exclusively for the LA Lakers' Kobe Bryant, playing in his final All-Star game before retiring at the end of this year and waiting for his Hall of Fame enshrinement. Russell Westbrook was named the game's MVP for the 2nd year in a row. In college women's basketball, the UVM Catamounts took Hartford to overtime yesterday, but they lost 52-50 when Darby Lee hit a baseline jumper for Hartford with 2 seconds left to seal the win. Kylie Atwood led the Catamounts' attack with 17 points. The UVM men were also in action against their Hartford counterparts. They were able to grab a win, ending the team's 2-game losing skid in a 92-81 victory. Kurt Steidel scored a career-best 26 to lead the Catamounts. UVM is now 1 game behind 3rd place New Hampshire, which lost in the final seconds to Stony Brook Sunday. And the UVM women's hockey team was in action yesterday as well, but they fell to Boston College 3-0 in a shutout win for BC.